cattle futures drifted on Thursday, consumers continue to reward higher quality beef. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 17th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are $2 lower in Kansas at $138 a hundredweight and $4 lower in the Texas Panhandle at $136. Dress prices are $2 lower in Nebraska at $218. Last week, live prices were at $140 in Colorado and $138 to $140 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices in the Western Corn Belt last week were at $218 to $220. Cattle futures were narrowly mixed Thursday with lackluster trade. Live cattle futures closed an average of 28 cents higher, except for a nickel lower in June. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 35 cents lower in 5 contracts to an average of 31 cents higher. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.71 higher Thursday afternoon at $262.97 a hundredweight. Select was 69 cents higher at $248.14. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 6 cents higher, boosted by positive weekly U.S. export sales. Soybean futures closed 10 to 14 cents higher through the front four contracts and then mostly 5 cents higher.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increase net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400 cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at Hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold $2 to $6 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers traded $3 to $6 higher. There were 5,965 head on offer. Steers weighing 350 to 400 pounds and 700 to 750 pounds sold $3 higher at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota. Steers weighing 400 to 450 sold $11 lower, and those weighing 450 to 700 pounds sold $5 to $9 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 350 to 400 and 650 to 700 pounds sold $4 higher, then $3 to $6 lower at 400 to 500 pounds, and $8 to $9 higher at 500 to 600 pounds. There are 3,740 head on offer. At Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, steer calves weighing 450 to 550 sold $6 to $8 higher, steady to $8 higher at 550 to 650 pounds, and then mostly $3 to $5 higher at heavier weights. Heifer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold mostly steady to $3 lower, and then steady to $3 higher at 550 to 650 pounds, and firm at heavier weights. There are 3,213 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold $3 to $5 lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 2,674 head. Feeder heifers traded steady. Steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady, except for up to $10 higher for thinner flesh types weighing less than 500 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday with hard pressure on tech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 29 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 41 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 385 points. Domestic beef demand is the strongest it's been in 3 decades. Beef gained about 8% market share over the last 2 decades, and U.S. beef exports through November of this year were on a record pace in terms of volume and value. Kevin Good, Cattle Facts analyst and vice president of industry relations, says this is all a result of listening to the consumer. Good spoke to members of the American Hereford Association, their guests, and allied industry partners during an educational forum at the organization's recent annual membership meeting and conference. Think about grade, think about consistency. They are the driving points, Good said, explaining, today we have a much better product than we had in the past, and our customers are rewarding us with more dollars. For perspective, 72.7% of all beef cattle graded choice in 2020 and 10.2% graded prime, according to the USDA's estimated national grading summary. Just 10 years earlier, 60.1% were choice and 3.4% were prime. Whether regarded as the proverbial chicken or egg, Good pointed out carcass quality increased as the industry applied premiums and discounts in order to get what consumers wanted. Good predicts there will be a time when we produce 20 to 30% prime in the national herd, and it's not that far away. He pointed out, as we think about what our customers are demanding, let's remember that last year, with COVID, we couldn't sell prime through restaurants. It went through retail. Every major retail chain in the United States now has a premium product offering. Consumers want it, so we're going to have to provide it. Good also shared price expectations for 2022 as cow numbers and fed cattle supplies decline and more leverage returns to producers. Currently, CattleFax projects calves to average $205 a hundredweight compared to $170 this year, yearlings to average $168 compared to $140 this year, and fed steers to average $140 compared to $121 this year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 17th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.